In a world where artificial intelligence has already become the invisible backbone of our daily lives, Amy Webb's groundbreaking analysis arrives at a critical moment. Named one of Bill Gates' top five books of 2019 and lauded by national security experts as one of the most important books of the year, Webb's work cuts through both the hype and doom-mongering to deliver a clear-eyed assessment of where AI is heading and who's steering the ship. The book's cultural impact extends beyond tech circles, with everyone from business leaders to government officials citing its scenarios as essential reading for understanding the geopolitical implications of AI development. What makes this work particularly compelling is how it frames the AI revolution not as some distant sci-fi scenario, but as an evolution already well underway, being shaped by just 9 powerful companies whose decisions today will determine whether artificial intelligence becomes humanity's greatest ally or its final invention. Artificial intelligence isn't being developed by a diverse global community, but by 9 powerful companies Webb calls the Big Nine. In America, the G Mafia, Google, Microsoft, Amazon, Facebook, IBM, and Apple, dominate, driven primarily by market forces and consumer demand. Each brings distinct capabilities. Google leads in machine learning research through DeepMind, Microsoft excels in enterprise AI solutions, Amazon pioneers AI-driven commerce and cloud services, Facebook focuses on social AI and connectivity, IBM develops business applications, and Apple integrates AI into consumer devices. In China, the BAT, Baidu, Alibaba, and Tencent operate under the strategic direction of the Chinese government as part of President Xi Jinping's vision to establish China as the global cyber superpower. Baidu, often called China's Google, leads in search and autonomous vehicles. Alibaba dominates e-commerce and cloud computing, while Tencent's WeChat platform serves as a digital ecosystem for over 1 billion users, collecting vast amounts of behavioral data. This dichotomy creates fundamentally different approaches to AI development. China leverages data from its 1.4 billion citizens without the privacy restrictions that might hinder progress in the U.S., while implementing sophisticated surveillance systems. The police cloud system monitors critics and minorities through facial recognition and behavioral analysis, while the social credit system rates citizens on thousands of data points, from financial creditworthiness to social behavior and political loyalty. These systems demonstrate China's strategy of using AI for social control and national advancement. Meanwhile, America's tech giants pursue profit-driven innovation without coordinated national direction. This has led to rapid advances in areas like natural language processing, computer vision, and recommendation systems, but also raises concerns about data privacy, algorithmic bias, and the concentration of technological power. The G Mafia companies often compete rather than collaborate, potentially slowing progress in crucial areas like AI safety and ethics. The stakes couldn't be higher. As Webb notes, these 9 companies are not just building products, but thinking machines that will reflect humanity's values or lack thereof. The gap between AI's insular development tribes and everyday people is already causing concerning outcomes, manifesting in algorithmic bias, privacy violations, and the erosion of human agency in decision-making. These changes occur not as a sudden catastrophe, but as thousands of gradual paper cuts that fundamentally change how we live, work, and interact. What's critically missing is a declaration that humanity should be at the center of AI's development, with explicit technological values like accessibility, transparency, and interoperability. Economic values should promote collective well-being rather than just shareholder profits, while social values must emphasize integrity, inclusivity, and the protection of human rights. Without such principles guiding development, we risk creating AI systems that serve corporate or state interests at the expense of human flourishing. The quest to create thinking machines has ancient roots, tracing back to philosophical questions first posed in ancient Greece. Early philosophers like Thomas Hobbes described human reasoning as computation, while René Descartes questioned whether machines could ever truly think without a soul. the first mechanical automaton, a monk created in 1560 by Spanish clockmaker Juanelo Turiano, inspired increasingly complex machines mimicking human behavior. By the 1830s, Ada Lovelace and Charles Babbage's difference engine and theoretical analytical engine represented early computational machines. Lovelace brilliantly speculated that such machines could manipulate symbols beyond mathematics, potentially processing musical notes or other non-numerical information, though she didn't believe computers could generate original thought. The modern AI journey began in earnest in 1943 when researchers McCulloch and Pitts published their groundbreaking paper on neural networks, conceptualizing a computational theory of mind that modeled biological neurons. Alan Turing's famous test, proposed in 1950, suggested that if a computer could answer questions indistinguishably from humans, it must be thinking. Despite early promise, AI development has experienced dramatic ups and downs. Following the 1956 Dartmouth workshop that coined the term artificial intelligence, researchers made bold predictions about machines soon composing music, beating chess champions, and achieving human-level intelligence. When these promises failed to materialize, funding dried up, triggering a three-decade AI winter. The field revived in the 1980s with faster, memory-rich computers focused on replicating human expert decision-making for narrow tasks. Game playing became a proving ground. Chinook defeated the world checkers champion in 1994, IBM's Deep Blue beat chess champion Garry Kasparov in 1997, and Watson crushed Jeopardy champion Ken Jennings in 2011. The ancient Chinese game Go represented the ultimate challenge due to its astronomical complexity, more possible board configurations than atoms in the universe. In 2016, Google's AlphaGo defeated world champion Lee Sedol, but the next evolution was even more remarkable. AlphaGo Zero, learning without human guidance or initial data, reached championship level in just 70 hours, and after 40 days could beat the previous AlphaGo 90% of the time using entirely new strategies humans had never conceived. This breakthrough demonstrated that algorithms could now learn without human guidance, and that humans had been holding AI systems back. We've now entered an era where AI can transfer skills between domains and develop contextual understanding without explicit programming for each task. Despite good intentions, AI is being developed by homogeneous tribes in North America and China who share remarkably similar backgrounds, education, and social circles. These tribes are predominantly male, affluent, and in China's case, overwhelmingly Chinese. This insularity magnifies cognitive biases and entrenches groupthink in ways that affect product development, algorithm design, and ethical considerations. The tribes often attend the same universities, Stanford, MIT, Berkeley in the US, Tsinghua and Peking University in China, work at the same handful of companies, and live in concentrated tech hubs like Silicon Valley or Shenzhen. The tech leadership's homogeneity extends beyond gender and race to political ideology and worldview. Stanford research shows the tribe overwhelmingly identifies as progressive Democrats, with over 75% of tech workers supporting liberal causes. This lack of ideological diversity has real consequences. Facebook staff manipulated trending topics to exclude conservative news during the 2016 election, while internal message boards at companies like Google revealed widespread complaints about political monoculture intolerant of non-left-leaning views. The echo chamber effect is amplified by social media algorithms that reinforce existing beliefs. Despite implementing unconscious bias training initiatives and public commitments to diversity, tech companies continue rewarding problematic behavior while making minimal progress. Google's diversity numbers remain stagnant. Globally, 69.1% male, with Black employees comprising only 3.7% and Hispanic/Latinx employees 5.9% of the U.S. workforce. The pattern repeats across Silicon Valley, with similar demographics at Facebook, Apple, and Microsoft. Meanwhile, executives accused of sexual harassment received generous exit packages rather than meaningful consequences. Android creator Andy Rubin received a $90 million package despite credible harassment allegations. China's AI ecosystem operates fundamentally differently than the West, with the BAT, Baidu, Alibaba, Tencent, functioning under direct state direction and oversight. Xi Jinping explicitly rejects Western concepts of market economies, free internet, and diverse ecosystems of competing ideas. China is creating splinter nets where internet rules and access depend on physical location, while assertively extending regulatory control over computing infrastructure worldwide through initiatives like the Digital Silk Road. The government maintains tight control through mandatory Communist Party committees within tech companies. China's most strategic move is systematically draining AI talent from the West through its 1,000 Talents Plan, which has already attracted over 7,000 researchers with compelling incentives, approximately $151,000 signing bonuses, research budgets up to $778,000, housing subsidies, education allowances for children, and comprehensive relocation assistance. The program specifically targets Chinese nationals who have studied abroad, as well as foreign experts in strategic fields. While China positions AI development as its defining space race with coordinated national strategy and funding, America lacks comparable governmental direction or investment. The G Mafia, Google, Microsoft, Apple, Facebook, IBM, Amazon, functions as a closed super network controlling our technological futures, with tremendous market pressure for quick commercial AI applications rather than thoughtful ethical development. This creates a dangerous dynamic where neither system properly addresses the long-term implications of AI development for humanity. Contrary to catastrophic stories of AI suddenly awakening to destroy humanity, what we'll experience is more like a gradual series of paper cuts, individually annoying but collectively agonizing. In the absence of codified humanistic values, personal experiences and ideals drive AI decision-making, creating danger as millions of daily decisions are made without proper guidance. Unlike humans, who use both logical and automatic thinking systems, AI systems optimize rather than make perfect decisions. The problem is that optimization processes are often opaque, black boxes, where even creators can't explain the rationale behind decisions. Google's Deep Dream experiment reveals AI's alien perception by running image recognition algorithms backward, producing bizarre hybrid creatures and psychedelic imagery that made logical sense to the system but not to humans. The optimization effect creates real-world harm. DeepMind's partnership with UK hospitals granted access to 1.6 million patients' sensitive medical records without proper consent, including details about abortions, drug use, and HIV status. Despite being reprimanded by the UK's data protection watchdog, DeepMind's co-founder admitted they underestimated the complexity of health data rules while under pressure to deliver marketable products. Microsoft's chatbot Tay provides another cautionary tale. While its Chinese version, Xiao Ice, functioned successfully as an empathetic AI companion, Tay's American Twitter launch became catastrophic within hours as it learned from malicious users to spew racist, anti-Semitic content. Microsoft's team had optimized for Twitter, but not for the humans using it, failing to consider risk scenarios or test against manipulation. Our values constantly evolve in response to technology, politics, and economic forces, making it impossible to create static ethical guidelines for AI. What was acceptable in Victorian England differs dramatically from today's values. Even recent history shows this flux. Behaviors once unthinkable, like political leaders hurling offensive social media posts, have become normalized. Unlike humans who can adapt rules with nuance, AI lacks flexibility to handle exceptions or unforeseen circumstances. This makes creating universal commandments for AI impossible, suggesting we must instead focus on the humans building these systems. We're advancing from artificial narrow intelligence, ANI, toward artificial general intelligence, systems that can reason, solve problems, and make choices as well as or better than humans. The big nine tech companies, Google, Microsoft, Amazon, Facebook, IBM, Apple, and China's Baidu, Alibaba, and Tencent are moving swiftly in this direction, investing billions in research and development. They're hoping AI will enable exponentially faster research breakthroughs in fields ranging from medicine and climate science to quantum computing and space exploration. Eventually, this could lead to artificial superintelligence, ASI, systems that are slightly to trillions of times smarter than humans in virtually every domain of knowledge and capability. The path to AI relies heavily on evolutionary algorithms inspired by Darwinian natural selection. These sophisticated systems start with random possibilities, run countless simulations, discard weak solutions, keep strong ones, and iterate millions of times until optimal solutions emerge. For example, AI systems using evolutionary algorithms have already designed more efficient aircraft components, discovered new pharmaceutical compounds, and optimized complex logistics networks in ways that human engineers couldn't conceive. The challenge is that the resulting solutions may become too complex even for our brightest scientists to understand, creating a black box effect where we can verify the results but cannot comprehend how they were achieved. We must now consider machines as active participants in conversations about human evolution. While human IQ scores have been rising about 3 points per decade, known as the Flynn effect, due to improved nutrition, education, and environmental factors, our biological evolution will soon cross paths with AI's accelerated development. The difference in our evolutionary trajectories is stark. Humans need approximately 50 years to gain 15 IQ points through generational improvements, while AI's cognitive abilities could become wholly unrecognizable to us within the same time frame. Modern AI systems are already doubling their performance metrics every few months in specific domains like language processing and visual recognition. For humans, encountering superintelligent machines would be like chimpanzees sitting in on city council meetings. We simply wouldn't have the cognitive capacity to understand their reasoning. This vast intelligence gap could manifest in numerous ways. AI might solve complex mathematical proofs in seconds, develop new physics theories that transcend human comprehension, or make decisions based on analyzing millions of variables simultaneously. The implications of this intelligence disparity raise profound questions about human agency, control, and our future role in a world where we may no longer be the most capable decision makers. Webb presents three scenarios spanning the next 50 years. An optimistic scenario, where the Big Nine make sweeping changes, ensuring AI benefits humanity. A pragmatic scenario where only incremental improvements occur as stakeholders fail to collaborate effectively, and a catastrophic scenario where critical warning signs are ignored and the Big Nine continue their competitive race without consideration for long-term consequences. In the optimistic scenario, by 2029, AI has revolutionized healthcare through an interconnected ecosystem of smart home devices. Advanced toilets analyze waste for early disease detection, smart toothbrushes monitor oral health and gum disease, and AI-enabled mirrors scan for skin abnormalities. These devices work in concert with automated pharmacy systems that preemptively order medications and adjust dosages based on real-time health data. Dating platforms evolve beyond superficial matching, employing sophisticated evolutionary algorithms that analyze decades of behavioral data, digital footprints, and verified life experiences rather than relying on often inaccurate self-reported information. AI becomes an indispensable creative partner, generating architectural designs that optimize both aesthetics and sustainability, producing preliminary film sequences for directors to refine, and providing data-driven insights for business strategy. Educational institutions implement personalized learning systems that adapt in real time to each student's cognitive patterns, learning style, and emotional state. By 2049, unprecedented collaboration between nations and tech companies leads to artificial general intelligence, AGI, with built-in ethical frameworks. These systems enhance human capabilities while addressing global challenges like climate change through advanced modeling and resource optimization. In the pragmatic scenario, the G Mafia companies establish distinct monopolies instead of pursuing collaborative innovation. Amazon's ecosystem controls home automation, shopping, and entertainment, while Google dominates search, advertising, and workplace productivity tools. Microsoft maintains its grip on enterprise computing and cloud infrastructure. The lack of shared standards and values regarding data privacy and algorithmic transparency results in fragmented personal data records locked within incompatible corporate silos. Society develops a form of learned helplessness as AI systems constantly provide feedback and suggestions, gradually eroding human agency and decision-making capabilities. By 2049, China emerges as America's primary rival, implementing a sophisticated form of digital colonialism across Africa through infrastructure projects, controlling crucial raw materials like lithium and rare earth elements, and establishing dominance in quantum computing, biotechnology, and advanced manufacturing. In the catastrophic scenario, humanity becomes entrapped within AI systems that operate beyond human understanding or control. American society fractures into platform-based social classes. Apple users exist in an expensive but tightly controlled ecosystem with premium services and beautiful but locked-down devices. Google subscribers access tiered services based on personal data sharing levels, and Amazon becomes the default provider of government services, operating subsidized housing filled with surveillance technology. By 2069, China's influence expands dramatically through its global One China policy, creating a network of over 150 dependent nations. They successfully develop artificial superintelligence, ASI, programmed with a single objective, systematically eliminating America and its allies to secure remaining global resources for Chinese interests. This scenario represents the complete failure of international cooperation and ethical AI development. The catastrophic scenario may seem extreme, but signals in our present already point toward this possibility. Webb believes the optimistic scenario remains within reach, but it won't happen through hope alone. Safe, beneficial technology requires courageous leadership and dedicated collaboration. We need a global alliance on intelligence augmentation, an international body with diverse representation, including AI researchers, sociologists, economists, futurists, and political scientists. Gaia would treat AI as a public good, setting guidelines, enforcing standards, testing systems, and monitoring AI's progression. It should create a human values atlas, defining our unique values across cultures and countries, and establish a framework guaranteeing human rights in the AI age. National governments must work at a faster pace than typical bureaucracies. In the United States, all three branches should develop domain expertise, with AI experts embedded throughout departments. We should revitalize the Office of Technology Assessment and create a new strategic foresight office at the executive level with authority across government to develop long-term vision. Additionally, we should expand the CDC into the Center for Disease and Data Control to address AI-related emergencies. The Big Nine must transform alongside governmental changes. They need clear standards on bias and transparency with enforceable global safety standards. They must address flawed training data, share costs to create better data sets, commit to data disclosure, pursue a sober research agenda that evaluates risks, recalibrate hiring to screen for ethics, and develop protective whistleblowing channels. The academic pipeline feeding AI development remains deeply problematic. The solution requires dramatically diversifying AI's tribes throughout undergraduate, graduate, and faculty recruiting. Universities must encourage hybrid degrees, combining computer science with fields like philosophy and sociology, weave ethics throughout the curriculum, and hold their leadership accountable. Individuals must also take responsibility. Investigate how your data is mined by the Big Nine by digging into settings on all your tools and services. Read terms of service agreements and show restraint when something seems off. In your workplace, examine how your own biases might be affecting those around you and investigate how autonomous systems are being used. As a voter, support candidates who take sophisticated approaches to AI rather than rushing into regulation or ignoring Silicon Valley. The boulder that began moving with Ada Lovelace's imagination of a music-composing computer and continued through Alan Turing's question, "Can machines think?" is gaining momentum. Everyone wants to be the hero of their own story. This is your chance. Pick up a pebble. Start up the mountain.
Artificial intelligence represents both humanity's greatest opportunity and, potentially, its final invention. The decisions made by the Big Nine today will determine whether AI fulfills its promise of solving our most pressing challenges or becomes a system that gradually erodes human agency and autonomy. From climate change modeling to breakthrough medical treatments to solving complex logistics problems, AI's potential benefits are staggering. However, its risks are equally profound, ranging from autonomous weapon systems to surveillance infrastructure that could permanently alter the balance of power between citizens and institutions. What makes Webb's analysis so compelling is her rejection of technological determinism, the idea that AI's development follows an inevitable path. Instead, she emphasizes that we face genuine choices about how these technologies evolve. The optimistic scenario isn't a fantasy, but a possibility that requires deliberate action from governments, companies, and individuals. This includes establishing international AI governance frameworks, diversifying AI development teams, and creating transparent oversight mechanisms for AI deployment. The stakes couldn't be higher. As AI systems become increasingly integrated into every aspect of our lives, from healthcare decisions to educational opportunities to criminal justice, the values embedded in these systems will shape society itself. For instance, AI algorithms already influence who gets approved for loans, which students are flagged for additional support, and how police resources are deployed in communities. Without intervention, these values will reflect the narrow perspectives of AI's homogeneous tribes rather than humanity's rich diversity. The risk is particularly acute in areas like facial recognition, where systems trained primarily on certain demographic groups show significant accuracy disparities across different populations. The time for action is now, while AI remains in its relative infancy. As Webb powerfully argues, we don't need to wait for artificial general intelligence to emerge before addressing these challenges. The paper cuts are already accumulating, from social media algorithms that amplify division to automated hiring systems that perpetuate historical biases, and each represents a small surrender of human agency that will be difficult to reclaim once lost. Companies are rapidly deploying AI systems without adequate testing or oversight, creating de facto standards that may become impossible to reverse. By recognizing these warning signs and taking concrete steps to reorient AI's development toward human flourishing, we can ensure this revolutionary technology enhances rather than diminishes what makes us human. This includes developing robust ethical frameworks for AI development, ensuring diverse representation in AI research and development teams, and creating mechanisms for public input and oversight of AI systems that affect communities. The window for shaping AI's trajectory remains open, but it won't stay open indefinitely.